Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
All right. How's everybody doing today? And welcome back to another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and today we have been submitted a question from Stephen. Stephen, I apologize, you sent this question in a few months back and it got lost in my inbox, so I wanted to get around to it. The question or the email states, T-Bone, you're initiating a great service. Dentists in general need to help one another along. When it comes up, I would like to hear the discussion of Galileo-Ceric interface for surgical guides and implant planning and restoration. How is the cost of buying an all-inclusive bundle from Glidewell Dental Lab versus the cost of buying Thai-based scan body mesioblock, staining glaze time and cost from Patterson? How do those compare? We all bought into Ceric to produce restorations in-house. It would not change, but weighing a repeat decision when Glidewell and many other labs can produce these restorations so inexpensively, one scratches their head as to purchase a solo scanner and money-wise be a financially ahead faster. I don't know if I'm ahead yet or not. Been a Ceric owner since 2001 and updating along the way. I look forward to your future insights. Thanks, Steve. Well, Steve, thanks for sending in the statement. And you're right. I think dentists can help each other along. And one of my goals personally is to help as many dentists as possible. And to do that, I need us to help me by sharing our podcast. Anytime you meet a dentist or a dental professional, grab their phone from them, go to the podcast app on their phone, and subscribe to the T-Bone Speaks podcast for me, if you don't mind. The more people we can get listening to this and downloading it, the better. It pushes me along to continue to make content and make content even better. I would greatly appreciate each of your help in this matter. Now, so there are two different parts to this question. One is comparing the all-inclusive bundle, say, from a laboratory versus doing it in-house. And then the second part of it is comparing a laboratory versus making Ceric in-house and choosing a digital impression machine versus a full CAD/CAM system. So let's tackle that part first, the later question about CAD/CAM in-house versus digital scanner. So listen, I'm a firm believer that every practice should have a digital impression machine in their office, because there's no reason for us to take impressions. Impressions cost us money. On average, an impression costs us $25 to take. There's the impression material, there's the tray, there's the tip on the tip, and then there's a percentage of remakes that we have to do in terms of the quality of the impression. So to me, there's all kinds of reason to have digital impression machines. Good digital impression machines are in the $30,000 ballpark these days, and you know, amortize that over 5 years, and you're looking in the $400-$500 ballpark, and I can promise you that you're spending more than that on impression material and taking impressions. Now, with that being said, I think that makes a lot of sense for everybody. But to me, the real financial benefit comes in in terms of being able to make restorations in-house. Now, listen, at the end of the day, in my opinion, from a practical business perspective, we can't produce restorations as cheap as the lab produces them. So when Glidewell and other labs are producing these restorations for $59, $69, $79, it's very hard to justify milling these in office. So if you look at it from a pure business perspective, just that alone, I can certainly see your point. But to me, it's more important that our most expensive item that we have is time. And see, anytime you produce something with a lab, it involves another visit. And to me, that's where the problem comes in. If you ask your patients which would they prefer, they will all tell you they prefer to get it done today. And in today's world, we can produce a quality restoration within 30 minutes. Now, when we can produce a quality restoration within 30 minutes that we can bond or cement in place and have our patient walk out of the door, then we don't have to see the patient back. We don't have to turn the room over. We don't have to make a confirmation call. We don't have to do any of those things. We don't have to make a temporary. We don't have to risk that the tooth moves in the temporary phase or that the temporary pops off. So listen, being an honest business person, I can't tell you that when you can produce a restoration through a lab for $59, $69, $79, that economically that does make justifying in-office CAD-CAM along those lines a bit more difficult. But when you have control, when you can produce that restoration in $30 and save the time that it takes of having to send the case, having to receive the case, having to manage, making sure that case comes in and comes back, making sure that the patient is scheduled on time, making sure that the case is here when the patient comes in. These are all the little things that we take for granted. And these are all the little things that drive our costs up that we don't realize. And so to me, our most expensive overhead item that we have is time. So anything that we can do that saves us time, saves the patient time, is always beneficial. And then if something doesn't fit, you know right away. If you need to make a prep adjustment, you know right away. There's so many clinical advantages of it. So in kind of repeat there, I believe every practice should have a digital impression machine. Personally, I firmly believe that. And then I believe the economical benefits of CAD-CAM, in-office milling seriously outweigh these low-cost laboratories, simply because we can produce the same quality restoration, we can produce same or if not better aesthetics, and we can save our patient time, we can save ourselves time, we can save our team members time. So to me, that in of itself justifies in-office CAD-CAM. So let's not get stuck too much on the numbers, like every dollar, okay? Let's get stuck on building our practice and the big picture. And the big picture is, what can this do to help grow my practice? Not how many beans can I count? How many pennies can I jump over? You know, how many things like that? Now to the second part of the question, Glidewell. And listen, I like Glidewell. I know Jim Glidewell, Jim Shock, Mike Cash. I know a lot of those guys over there. They're all fantastic. And I think they should be commended for what they've done because they pushed dentistry in a positive way. In fact, they made, in my opinion, they made solid zirconia a household name with Bruxier. So I think there's a lot of credit to be given to Glidewell, and they produce unbelievable stuff there. If you ever get a chance to visit the lab, you really should. They have an unbelievable implant department. They have an unbelievable implant manufacturing facility. They have lots of good things going on there. So they sell a all-inclusive implant bundle where you can buy from them the implant and the drill that goes with it, everything for a very reasonable cost. I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but probably somewhere in the $600 ballpark. So how does that compare to doing it yourself? Now, again, if you look at it on a material by material cost, it's a wash, because by the time you buy the implant, you mill the surgical guide, you buy the tie base, you buy the meso block, you're probably in the same cost. But to me, it's about the time, okay, and the opportunity with implant dentistry and with having things in the office. The opportunity is what we don't realize often as dentists. There's a cost of lost opportunity. So if I have a patient in today that wants this done, I can say yes today if I have open time. But if I'm dependent on a lab to do these things for me, again, I have to send it somewhere. And then I have to wait. Even if my lab was next door, I would have to wait a day or two or whatever it took to get all of this done. And to me, where I believe that CEREC owners are really not realizing the full benefit of the CEREC and cone beam technology is how to get this down to 1 hour of chair time. Our average implant case, single unit implant case from start to finish, is 1 hour of chair time. That includes planning, placement, and delivery. And to me, that's really where our ultimate 3D program is focused on. It's focused on that 3-visit, 1-hour chair time, 1 to 1.5 hour chair time per implant, you know, keeping the costs using name brand implants, keeping the cost around $500-$600 and making everything in-house and having complete control. So I think to me, I don't want us to get caught up in looking at the cost of materials, because material costs at the end of the day, they add up, but they're not the biggest part of our costs. Our biggest cost is time. At the end of the day, we need to understand we are selling our time to patients. So when we do a filling that takes 45 minutes and we get paid $150 for it, or we could be doing an implant that takes 45 minutes and we get paid $2,000 for it, we're still selling our time because we only have so much amount of time. We have only so many office hours. So our focus, the focus of the smart dentist, should be how do I increase my revenue per hour without seeing more patients? And that comes from improving patient experience, that it comes from expanding services, and that it comes from leveraging technology. So I want us to focus on that, and I hope I answer that question and go from there. Steve, if you have additional questions or if anyone else has questions, please don't hesitate to visit www.tbonespeaks.com. You can leave a voice question or you can leave an email question. There's two buttons on the webpage there. So thank you very much, and I hope everyone has a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.